talking now on our Coach's Corner program with Forest City head football coach Chad Moore. And Coach, last night your guys' team taking on Garner Hayfield Ventura and the Cardinals coming to town. Coach, your team had nearly 100 yards of offense there in the first quarter, but unable to find the end zone. You have a couple of drives that stall out for you, but a great second quarter. You find the end zone three different times in a bunch of different ways, and you lead 20-0 going into half, which is nice because you get the football in the third quarter. You guys score again, and then kind of it's just on from there. You go on to win 36-0 over Garner Hayfield Ventura last night, Coach.
Yeah, boy, we needed that one. We've had a string of really good football teams we've had take on with all the ranked teams here, and we knew Garner was going to be a really good challenge for us. And, so the guys were really dialed in, and we talked about that first 6 minutes of each half and where our focus needs to be. I thought the guys came out. We just made some errors through penalties. We had a lot of penalties last night. The good news was a lot of them were aggressive penalties. You know, we were being aggressive, but we did some things that shot us in the foot, and we got off to offensive slow start in that first quarter. We had some opportunities, but just didn't capitalize on them. But then we got the train on the tracks, and we found what we wanted to get into, and we took advantage of that, and really went into halftime, felt really good where we were at, and we knew we still had some better football in us. And so coming out in that second half, we've kind of messed up our first drive, but defense played great last night again. Holding those guys to 93 total yards, and they got 63 of it on one play. So, I can't say enough about how our defense played. We had some guys that really stepped up last night, and, they put us in a position to really be successful offensively and get the clock running late in the game.
And, Coach, let's start first and talk about your offense. You guys put up 356 yards of total offense, 61 plays run, 27 minutes, 32 seconds time of possession. Over 225 of that was on the ground, and then you have over 100 yards through the air. So a lot of really good things offensively from your team last night, Coach.
Yeah, and it's going to, our offensive line, that is where it would start with, Brock Good, T.J. Weber, Trevor Seidel, Christian Anderson, and Colby Crutsinger. They got us going right away, and then when we run our 12 personnel, we bring in Corey Thorson and Tristan Bransoy. We spent a lot of time in that. That's where we got, spent the majority there, where we got a lot of those rushing yards. And then, Andy Olson and Sam Clawson ran the ball hard last night. Andy, I think, was over 100 yards rushing. Sam had some really good runs. He got a couple of them pulled back for penalties. But both of them ran the ball really hard last night, and they're really starting to find their rhythm and where they fit in. When you get that ground game established, we're in good shape. And again, I thought Ty Dillavue did a great job of managing our football team. He made the throws where he needed to make them. He managed our huddle, got things in order, and just kept us in a nice rhythm. And once he got into a rhythm, then we got moving, and it was easy to put some points on the board.
Coach, let's talk about the never quit attitude. It seems like the guys have after catching the football or running the football last night. Three of your touchdowns, it seemed like the guys probably could have been brought down before they got to the end zone, or maybe should have been, in a couple of cases, maybe should have been brought down before they got to the end zone, but they kept fighting for those extra yardage and were able to get themselves into the end zone. That's got to be a good thing to see as a coach as well.
Yeah, like I've said in previous weeks, nothing's really any different than the other weeks. We have the same expectations. On Monday, we practice the same way every Monday. The guys have responded each and every day they come out there, and we just keep talking about a process. And I think this too, being on our practice fields That's just our expectations, you know, just to play the game the right way and play it hard. And I always tell our guys, win or lose, the best compliment I can get as a coach is if the opposing coach comes across and tells us how hard our guys play for four quarters and the effort that they give and being relentless. And so we really pride ourselves in that. And they just live it. These guys are a bunch of good dudes, and they had a tough schedule, and we came up a little short. They competed in every one of the games, and we just got ourselves in a situation where we could, you know, we could capitalize on some things, and they sure did. And they're tough kids, and I'm super proud of the way they do it and the way they practice each day. And I know, you know, Monday they'll come back with that same attitude, and they'll have probably a little bit more jump in their step. Hopefully they had a little success and they got something back for it. But yeah, I'm really glad and how they do that. Again, you know, Andy Olson, Sam Kloss, and Luke Kearney, Kellen Moore, Robe, Beery, they caught the ball. They're looking to score and they're looking to be aggressive. So that's converting over from the practice field, and it's really fun to watch, see it happen on a Friday night.
And you mentioned before coming into this game that obviously the rivalry between Forest City and Garner Hayfield Ventura, bragging rights were on the line, and your team able to come away with the victory. But also, it's been some time, Coach, since your team has been able to beat Garner Hayfield Ventura, and quite a while since your team beat them at home. So it's got to be nice there to beat a rival that you haven't in quite some time.
Well, yeah, you know, first of all, anytime you can get a win, that's a lot of fun. And then to do it against, a local community that, you know, you're around and a conference foe, that just makes it a little bit sweeter. So, we've had some frustrating games. Garner's a good football program. They got a lot of tough kids down there. And so it's a pretty good accomplishment for us to do what we did, you know, to not only defensively, play as physical as we did and be more physical than them and hold them to 93 yards. And for the most of the game, they were probably negative, quite frankly. And so defensively, it was great. And we made some big plays. You know, I think the biggest thing for me was the play we made where we gave up the 63-yard pass, kind of laid a deep ball. They had it first and goal from about the one-yard line and held them. We ended up causing a turnover by just swarming the ball. Kellen Moore came in, knocked the ball loose. I never did really see who recovered the football, we recovered in the end zone, and we kept that goose egg up there. And that was one of our goals coming out of halftime, is to make sure that defensively we played hard enough and we were good enough tacklers that we could keep that zero on the scoreboard. And, you know, they had their back against the wall, but again, that shows where their competitiveness and their fight. They even from the 1 yard line, they weren't just going to lay down and give that one up easily, and they did. You know, they were keeping points off the board. Even the block field goal, Kellen Moore blocks the field goal, and Jack Thompson takes it back for a score. That was huge right before the half. Again, though, just being stingy with our defense and not wanting to give up points. That's real proud of that. That's the mark we want to leave, and that's who we want to be. So really like the effort that those guys gave last night.
Yeah, it's always nice when you have the opposing team at the 1 yard line. Their first play from scrimmage after that goes backwards all the way back to the five, and your team able to hold them out and really good. As you mentioned, you know, they did hit that one pass play for 63 yards. They tried to do that same play multiple other times, and your guys' corners and the deep men played, I thought, really well last night and deflected a couple, and just had that position on receivers all night long, and really not a chance for GHV to have those big plays.
Yeah, you know, that was really the plan coming in. We wanted to take away their run game. I've been saying it all year. I'm probably a lot biased, but I feel like our secondary is one of the best secondaries in the district. We got guys that can run and cover and man coverage, and you know, we got, I believe, one of the best safeties in the state And so we were able to lock our corners down, and Vinny Feldman and Jack Thompson, they can run. We lock them on people. And, you know, last night Jackson Archer played a great game offensively and defensively. We installed him into a nickel-type package. He jumped on a slot, played some guys man, came up and filled real well. And then we just let number two just run around back there and do his thing. And he kind of cleans up the messes a little bit. So I feel really good. And when we get them in, we took care of the run game and forced them to go over top. You know, that's comforting really to me, because I know we can stop that, because those guys and their abilities, and our guys up front did really well defensively and gave us that opportunity to, they had to throw it because they couldn't run the ball on us. And, you know, that's a credit to the guys up front. Tristan Bransoy, Brock Good, Trevor Seidel, they combined for 5.5 tackles for losses up front. Sam Clawson and Luke Kearney at our linebacker spot led us in tackles, which is nice to see our backers get up there and lead us in tackles for a change. That's great to see. And, you know, like I said, we were positive in the turnovers. We were plus 3 turnovers. We forced those turnovers. Didn't just sit back and, you know, have things fall in our hands. And then we scored off of those. So just really, really good to see all that stuff happen and force them into that offensively. That's what we wanted. We just reached our goals.
And, Coach, now you guys will turn your attention to take on Okoboji coming to Forest City next Thursday, and an Okoboji team that's similar to you guys have played in maybe one of the other tougher districts so far here, and to all the good teams that are in their district, and going to come to your place next Thursday. You talked about the defensive line. They're going to need to be big again next week, Coach.
Yep. You know, we played these guys last year, and a lot like us, they play in a really tough district. They probably play, you know, with Central Line, who's probably, that's who they played last night, probably the best team in the state in Class 2A right now, playing really well. And so they've seen talent. They see physicalness. They're going to line up. They run the single wing, and they run a version of that. So, you know, they're going to line it up and come right at you. They don't make any bones about it. So we'll have to be ready. We'll have to play defense well again. This will be our third game in a row. We've played a run, you know, dominant-type football team. And, you know, we're going to have – it's a little different offense to prepare for, but you're right. The defensive line is going to have to step up and play well. We're going to have to good backer play. And then, you know, I feel like our secondary will show up and do what they do every Friday night. So it'll be a fun week. It'll be a short week. It'll be a different week of preparation. I think it'll be pretty cool for the kids to play on a Thursday night, kind of be, you know, have their own stage a little bit. And that'll be fun, being able to do that on Thursday night before playoffs start on Friday. So we're looking forward to it, and we're thankful that we get another chance to play one more game for a lot of reasons, just because it's an opportunity. But quite frankly, like I told the guys last night, we're getting better every week, and it's one of those things. Like I think some of our guys aren't ready to put equipment away. They're starting to just hit their stride, especially some of our young guys, and the light bulb's kind of coming on. So we get one more opportunity here, and we definitely want to take advantage of that. And so we'll get to come back to work Monday and get ready for Okoboji Thursday night. And we're really excited about that opportunity, but we know it'll be a challenge. You know, thankful for our seniors. They're going to get one more opportunity to play on our field and play in front of our fans and our community one more time. And they really enjoy that. They really enjoy that support. And, you know, the atmosphere, we're biased, but we feel like the atmosphere around our football fields one of the best that we go to or see around. So we're thankful for that.
Well, Coach, I want to thank so much for you talking with us this morning. Also, thanks for validating me because I've had Central Lyon ranked number one all season long, but it seems like me and maybe one or two other people are really it. Everybody's pretty high on Williamsburg in Class 2A, but I think Central Lyon's the best team. So thanks for always being there to validate me and talking with us here on our coach's show, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks, Z. Have a good week.
That was Forest City head football coach Chad Moore.